Musicians, very tight band. So,
good.
I'm sure they play around the area. So, if you want to look them up, the name of the band was Circle Round the Sun. Like I said, that was only our first fall concert at HCL for 2019. We have plenty left in 2 weeks, or a week and 6 days from today. Ray Camilleri's Musical Flea Market will be our next concert. All of our concerts are on Wednesday evenings starting at 7 p.m. They're all free and open to the public. Sponsored by a grant from the New Jersey State Council of the Arts and the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. And not only do we have concerts at the North County Branch, at the Hunterdon County Library, but also at the North County Branch Library throughout the rest of the year. And we have an afternoon concert series, which begins today, Jennifer, for the fall. Fred Miller. I wonder if I have his info. Fred Miller.
Fred is doing.
A resident singer, pianist, narrator.
It Wasn't All Noise.
He has a new topic every month, and he'll do 4 afternoon concerts between now and the end of the year. And September's, it starts at 2 p.m. today, and it's called It Wasn't All Noise. I'm assuming that's like songs from the 60s and 70s that were actually very tuneful. Probably a lot of McCartney in there. Did you hear the new Beatles news?
I did, the Abbey
when you were
Road.
Listening to the news on the beginning of our show?
The Abbey Road.
Beatles are still in the news this many years later, Jennifer.
Well, this month they're re-releasing Abbey Road, and there's like a release party at the studio.
So that's why I think this is kind of a little strange, the timing of this newfound Abbey Road tape at the 50th anniversary. So don't take full stock into it. But supposedly the tape reveals that it was long thought that John Lennon was sick of the Beatles and wanted to break the band up, and he wanted out. But this tape supposedly proves otherwise, Jennifer.
I thought it was Yoko who wanted them out.
And the other bombshell on the tape supposedly was it's widely believed that the Beatles knew Abbey Road was going to be their last album. They really wanted to go out on top. But on this tape, John Lennon's planning for another album, and he says he wants to do it where Paul, John, and George all contribute 4 songs. And Paul says, well, that's fine, he said, but he says, before Abbey Road, I didn't think George's songs were very good. So we'll have to see how Paul McCartney, let's wait and see what Paul McCartney says about this whole hubbub, because it could be something taken out of context. I think it's marketing 101 right here, Jennifer. You don't accidentally find an Abbey Road tape right when you're re-releasing something you want people to buy.
Right.
Is that the skeptical, jaded person in me talking? Maybe. But I'm a big Beatles fan. And
so are you
like
going to the
Beatles.
Release party?
Why is there, where is it at? Are we having one at the Hunterdon County Library?
No, it's at the Abbey Road Studio.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I wasn't invited. I'm sure that's an invite only. So if you want to find out what other concerts are coming up this fall at the Hunterdon County Library and the North County Branch Library, a couple easy ways to do it. Just go online. HCLibrary.us. You can click on our events calendar that way, or we have an events page. You can go and find more information about all the concerts, including Fred Miller's It Wasn't All Noise concert today at 2 p.m. If you're around the Flemington area, around 2 p.m., stop by the Hunterdon County Library and just come on in. It's that simple. As well as concerts, we have speakers and authors that Jennifer and Dana Neubauer bring into the library with us. I believe Laura Bradford is coming up, Jennifer?
She is on October 22nd. She writes Amish women's fiction and mysteries set in the Amish country. And she's very excited to come. She actually approached us about coming because she's heard we do really good author events.
That's good news.
Yes, so that was very... So she'll be here on the 22nd of October, and the flyers will be out pretty soon for that. Right?
I did all the press releases. The flyers are
super.
In the process of being worked on, Jennifer.
Excellent.
We try to put the information out about a month before.
Yes.
As a rule, sometimes earlier if we can swing it.
Yes.
But it is 11:15 right now. We're going to go to our first commercial break, and we'll come back with Today in History.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Production duties being taken care of by Jennifer Winberry. And I'm Jim Thatch. I'm the talent. And Jennifer laughs. Appropriately. I'm just kidding, of course. It's time for today in history. What?
Remember when we used to have fun?
We used to have fun?
Yeah.
We don't have fun anymore? I do this every week for you to have fun. I spend time preparing this for you every week.
Okay.
It's not fun anymore? Should I try another skit or something in this in place of this?
No, I think I can.
You're getting sick of this?
No.
At some point, we're going to be repeating dates because the calendar will roll around.
I would think we've got to be coming up on it because we're going.
None of this sounds familiar to me. It could just be my brain, but...
All right.
You're a person that would remember something I said years later, so maybe this will be familiar. So today in history, here's how it works every week at this time. I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on the current date. Today is September 12th. Did you catch any of the September 11th dedications yesterday?
Excuse me, I actually purposely didn't.
I watched them, and what strikes me about them is when you watch those things, it brings you right back to that day. It almost feels... I don't feel that with any other memorial services of anything that... But the September 11th ones, and you know what I think it is? It seems like every September 11th, the weather is exactly like it was that September 11th.
Yesterday.
What?
It wasn't yesterday.
It wasn't yesterday? Yesterday was a beautiful blue sky day, just like...
It didn't start out that way.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
It was gorgeous.
Really?
Didn't rain till the nighttime.
I know, but I thought it was kind of cloudy in the morning.
When I was watching the thing, it looked like the same type of day. And that's what people always comment to about that day is that the blue sky that day.
Yeah.
It seems like the weather is always, but I don't know. I always takes you right back to that day when they read off the names and very sad day 18 years ago.
Yeah,
I remember exactly where
say.
I was in the same place I am right now 18 years ago, sitting in my office when that happened.
Yep.
The exact same place, Jennifer.
You remember who you were with when the South Tower fell?
I was probably with the Les Moore.
No, it was me and Leanne.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I remember Les Moore had a TV in the hallway outside my office, and we turned it on.
Which, by the way, we recycled yesterday.
Which, yeah. 18 years later, that TV just got recycled. That's funny. And then realized that.
I didn't think of it till just now.
Okay. Today in history, I'm going to ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on September 12th, not September 11th, and years past, and also give her some names of people who were born or who have died on September 12th, and see if she and you know who they are just by hearing their names. Let's go back to September 12th, 1609, Jennifer. This is interesting. I didn't know this was 1609.
You didn't have that thought while you were doing this?
The Half Moon was the name of a ship.
Mm-hmm.
That was doing some exploring.
Henry Hudson up the river.
Right, Hudson River. So 1609.
Except where the river begins, where the river, it's not really a river, it's an estuary. Because it's deeper than the body of water it flows into.
That's what's called an estuary?
Yep, but that's okay.
Okay, but interesting. 1609, we weren't even colonized yet here in the Mayflower wasn't coming over for like another 11 years. I didn't realize this.
Mm-hmm.
I thought like the Mayflower was the first people to actually spy like the northern United States.
Mm-mm.
Besides, I mean, Jamestown
right.
was a little earlier than this, but not by much.
Nope.
Strange. History just fascinates me. I wish I'd studied it harder when I was younger. 1959, Jennifer, what... TV show premieres and was the first regularly scheduled TV program presented in color.
What year was it?
1959. It's the first color TV show that was regularly presented. It was a show, it was a very popular show. It wasn't a sitcom, but it was like a series. Try not to give it away too quick. I know I said this one thing, you'll get it right away, but I'll just say it. It was set out west.
Bonanza?
Correct. Bonanza.
I never knew that.
The Ponderosa.
Huh.
First color TV show.
Interesting.
1959. 1962, Jennifer. President Kennedy delivers "We Choose to Go to the Moon" speech. Okay, first a hard question, then an easier one, I think. Where did he deliver his speech?
I don't know.
Can you just give me the state?
And Texas.
Very good. I was going to say it kind of matches the topic, okay? Okay, then he said, "We choose to go to the moon," Jennifer. What was his next line? Very famous as well. "We choose to go to the moon, not because it is easy, but because it is hard."
I never heard that.
No? Huh. All right, Jennifer, this one's just for you. 1984. Who sets the baseball record for strikeouts in a season by a rookie with 276?
Oh, Dwight Gooden.
Very good. The good doctor from the New York Mets. You know if it's a baseball or a sports question, that either has to do with the Mets or...
The Mets.
Probably just the Mets, yes. How are the Mets doing this year? They're playing well. You don't even mention them. The Mets were on a roll. They still fighting for that wild card?
Probably.
They were hot there for a while.
Yeah, but they were really bad for a while.
Okay, 1888, Maurice Chevalier was born.
He was a movie actor and mm-hmm. singer. He was in Gigi.
His most famous song.
Thank Heavens for Little Girls.
Very good. Also sang a Disney song. Came out of retirement to sing the theme song to the Aristocats.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Maurice Chevalier. I saw that in the Red Bank Theater back probably 1975. They had a summer series. They did like a cartoon, a Disney cartoon, and then a Disney feature.
So think about Maurice Chevalier. Mm-hmm. He was born in 1888 and probably died. I think he died in like the 70s.
That's like what threw me was when he was born.
How much did the world change in his lifetime? Yeah. Amazing, right?
Yes.
Mind-boggling. Huh? Okay, and then 1931, George Jones was born.
George Jones. Something to do with the Beatles, I bet.
No, it's George Martin.
Oh.
In North Carolina, way back in the hills.
Nope.
Lived my old pappy and he had him a still.
Nope.
He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he fill him a jug and he pass it around.
Nope.
Mighty, mighty pleasing. Pappy's corn squeezing. Psh! White lightning. Country singer George Jones.
Hmm. Very good, though.
Thank you.
Very nice.
One of the most famous classic country singers of all time. He partnered with Tammy Wynette. There's probably a dynamic duo for you.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer was talking about the North County Branch concert coming on next week called Dynamic Duos, which is an interesting concept.
Yes, it is.
Did they change costumes?
I don't know.
What's the date of that concert now that we're talking
the
about?
The Dynamic Duos.
What is the date?
Dynamic Duets. It's the 19th.
So September 19th, fall program at the North County Branch Library starting at 7 p.m. Dynamic Duos. It's a husband and a wife?
And it just says Jeff and Karen. Performance of pop duets from the 60s through today with songs by Sonny and Cher, John Denver and Olivia Newton-John, which was what I was commenting. There's only one song that I know of. Ian and Sylvia, as well as current duets made famous by Lady Antebellum, Bon Jovi, and Jennifer Nettles. The Indigo Girls, and more.
So what were some other famous duets? The one from Dirty Dancing, right?
Time of My Life, Jennifer Warnes. What about Love Lifts Us Up, Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warnes?
Yeah.
I'm an officer to Jennifer.
So a lot. So they'll probably be... I like the concept for the show.
There's whole albums called duets.
Yeah. The Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand, right?
Yeah.
You Don't Bring Me Flowers?
And... more currently, Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga did a duet CD.
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
And Barry Manilow and Bette Midler did Slow Boat to China.
Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty.
There you go.
It's a lot of them. I like the concept.
Yes.
Okay, died. I only have one death on September 12th. 2003, John Cash. Johnny Cash.
The Johnny Cash.
Yeah. A little layup for you, Jennifer.
He was known as the Man in Black, a country singer, probably the most well-known classic country singer. Ring of Fire.
More known than George Jones.
Folsom County Blues. What else?
Two more. Johnny Cash. Yes.
I gave you three, two already. Or four.
Yeah.
He was married to June Carter.
And what duet did they sing? They actually sang this at the show last night.
What did they sing?
Gone down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your health. Jackson. I bet you they'll sing this one in the dynamic duets. Jackson, Boy Named Sue, Walk the Line.
You know what?
Piece at a time.
We had a Johnny Cash impersonator at the library one time, and I think I've kind of blocked him out since then.
Okay, that's today in history. I'm sure there's lots of other things that happened, but that's the ones I picked
out. Those are the ones you picked out?
Yes. I mentioned the Tricky Tray at the top of the show. The Friends are having their big fall fundraiser. They do this book sale in the spring that raises money for scholarships and other library services and things that we need. Programs, other things. And then in the fall, they raise money for our STEM programs with a Tricky Tray. So save the date, October 26th. It's Tricky Tray time. Friends of the Under County Library is sponsoring our annual Tricky Tray Basket Raffle fundraiser on Saturday, October 26th at the Flemington Elks Lodge on Route 31 in Flemington. Doors will open at 12:30 p.m. with raffle drawings beginning at 2:30 p.m. They have two advanced purchase discounted admission packets that are available through Sunday, October 20th. Packet details can be found at our webpage, hclibrary.us. /friends/trickytrade. Just go to our homepage and click on the Friends tab in the navigation bar, and you'll be able to find all the Tricky Tray information. Over 125 baskets will be available. Past raffle prizes have included a television, a weekend vacation-themed baskets, gift certificates, household items, jewelry, artwork, handbags, pottery, and collectibles. And new for 2019 will be a door prize raffle. Did you join the Friends before August 1st? If you did, your current paid membership entitles you to one free Tier 1 ticket, sheet of 25 tickets. That's a good deal.
Oh, that's nice. That's
yeah.
Nice.
With your paid admission, just be sure to indicate that you are an FOHCL, which stands for Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, member, when you place your order. So they have information about volunteers, which I won't go into. The proceeds from the Tricky Tray support the new STEM, which is Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math Programming Library Initiative, and the Museum Pass Program, which will augment library funding of the Mobile Library Catalog, which provides library patrons access to e-books. So they've been doing this Tricky Tray for a few years now, Jennifer.
Yes.
And it's been growing in popularity every year. So there's different levels of tickets you can buy, and then you can put them into different baskets. So there's $5, $10, and $15 levels, 25 tickets per sheet. And then the grand prize level, which is $5 each, or 5 for $20. There's also a 50-50 raffle that day. There's going to be coffee, tea, water, and light snacks provided. The admission, this is very important, admission is limited to 200 adults only. So you need to get sign up or register as soon as possible. Once again, it's Saturday, October 26, 2019. If you have any questions, you can email fohcltrickytray@gmail.com. Or once again, for all the information, go to their webpage, the Friends webpage, hclibrary.us, and click on the Friends tab in the navigation bar. And all the information about this year's Tricky Tray Basket Raffle will be at your fingertips.
And while you're on the webpage, you should click on the Teens tab. We have some new things up there for our high school, upper middle school and high school patrons. There's a teen survey, Teens at HCL. We want to know what branch you visit most often. Have you ever attended a teen program? What programs would you like to see? Would you like to be on a teen advisory board? What's your favorite pizza topping? And what's the best way to let you know what's going on?
What's your favorite pizza topping?
Mine?
Yeah.
Sausage and onions.
I like sausage and meatball.
Together?
Yeah.
Best delicious. Meatball pizza I ever had, Amboy Road in Staten Island. Two doors down from the funeral home. Just saying. And then
shocking.
Yeah. And then there's also a link to the ASLA Young Adult Library Services Association is doing a vote for the top 10 books of 2019, and you can pick your favorites. I think it's a little bit early because the November and December books aren't out yet. But check back early and often because there's going to be a lot more things added, and the programs are going to be added. The teen area upstairs in the Youth Services floor at the headquarters library is being moved around a little bit, and some things are changing.
So a little bit.
A little bit.
A lot of stuff going down on the lower level of the Hunterdon County Library now. Jennifer, can you fill me in on what's going on down there?
Yes. Frank and his friends from the Sheriff's Department came and recycled a whole bunch of our shelves. So we have a big open empty space right now, which will be a great meeting space. We should probably drag some chairs down there. And a few tables over. Eventually, we'll try to get some glass walls up for more private meeting space, but right now, put some chairs up, have a little lecture. And then in the periodical room, three rows of shelves have been taken down already, with three more to come as soon as they're empty. And
it looks like a dance floor is going up in there.
I know.
There.
Isn't it great?
Nice.
The microphone's been moved into the corner.
A little open mic nights there, that'd be a good idea. Right next to the cafe.
Yay.
The cafe's gotten a little freshening. Have you noticed that, Jennifer?
I did, but I have a question. We've Jim hung Walter Shandoah's four pictures that were in the meeting room for a while, and another painting that was up in his office for 20 years. Where's the next bookmark poster going to go?
I don't know. Good question. We've run out of room. We'll find something, or I'll just stop doing them.
No.
32 years is a long time to be doing anything, Jennifer.
Yes, it is.
It's probably the longest I've done anything in my life. Once a month, without fail, I've made a bookmark. Any ideas for October, by the way? I got to think. I already know what I'm doing for December. I have a good idea for December.
You need October and November.
October is usually easy because I'm a big fan of Halloween. Are you? Any Halloween plans this year?
I'm not a huge fan of Halloween. I like historical Halloween. We have a Halloween program on October 8th, Haunted Halloween, which is going to
tell us about it. The flyer's out for that.
It is. It's going to give us a history of Halloween with author Kevin Weiss. He's a New Jersey native. It's Tuesday, October 8th at 7 p.m. at the headquarters library. And he will discuss why Halloween we carve pumpkins, dress up in costumes, or decorate with skeletons and ghosts. He's going to trace from the Old World Harvest Festival to modern-day holidays. He's going to talk about Jack-O-Lantern, Orson Welles' 1938 War of the Worlds radio broadcast, first monster movies, haunted lighthouses and hotels. And he's got a lot of colorful illustrations from the 30s, when all those painted postcards were so popular in advertising.
I just thought of something you would really like. Out in Amish country in Lancaster, I think it's Bird in Hand is the name of the town. Mm-hmm. They have this like Amish kind of village, but they have a theater there. And they call it the Magic Lantern Show. And it's this old, I think it's the only projector left that they show. That's how they entertained in the 1800s or something with this lantern-type projector. And the guy tells stories and shows slides of these things. I think he would love that. And he has all the original slides. And they have different themes. They have a holiday theme, and I'm sure they have different themes throughout the year. Brian should check that out.
Is that new?
No, I think he's been doing it forever.
Really? Because I've been to Bird in Hand. I don't remember seeing that.
You know that big, area where there's a hotel and you can get buggy rides and there's a lot of action right there.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Huh.
I forget what the name of that place is called. It's right on Route whatever, side road.
It's not 314, but I know what you mean.
There you go. See, you're very familiar. Look it up while we're on our commercial break. Are we on a commercial break? No, but it is 11:37, which means Jim Gannell in 20 minutes will be in with his show, Taking Care of Business, advice for you small business owners.
It's Plain and Fancy Farm. I know where you mean.
Yeah, that's it. Plain and Fancy Farm. Exactly, Jennifer. And that's the guy. I just saw his face.
Yes.
And he has like we saw the Christmas one time, and he starts the show by asking trivia questions about Christmas. It was a lot of fun.
Huh.
And I think you just said how you like the history of things. Mm-hmm. I think that's right up your alley. So I'm always looking out for you.
Thanks, Jim.
We're speaking about small businesses, Jennifer and Jim Gannell. We need to mention that it is September, and every September, the Huntington County Library partners with local businesses to provide you discounts. And how do you get these discounts? Well, you just show your Huntington County Library card. Don't have a Huntington County Library card?
Why not?
Go online. HCLibrary.us and get one. Stop by any Huntington County Library and fill out a form, and you'll have one in moments. And then you can start saving money. We do this every September. We have over 40 businesses participating this year. All you do is show up at the business anytime in September. Each business has a sign in the business to tell you what their predetermined discount is. If you want a brochure with all the businesses and all the discounts, you can get that online at hclibrary.us. There's a link right on our homepage where you can print that out, or just stop by any of the libraries and pick up a paper version of the brochure. And just keep it in your car so when you're traveling around Huntington County, you can save money for all that Christmas shopping. Okay, I'm not going to read the discounts. I'm just going to list and thank all the businesses that are participating this year in the discounts with your library card promotion. September, you may or may not know, is National Library Card Sign-Up Month. Crown Trophy of Flemington is participating again this year, and our friend Jim Gannell. Darrow's Sporting Edge, Sneakers Plus, Attachments Jewelry, Beyond Bijou, Bluefish Clothing, J. Jill, the Shops of Flemington. Enjoy yourself. Sage Boutique, Basil Bandwagon, Factory Fuel Company, Garden State Salad, Gabby's Pizza and Pasta, Grateful Bites, Jersey Mike's Subs, Italian Bakery and Cafe, Lone Eagle Brewing, EDJ Development Home Improvements, Vintage Shop, Act 2 Books, Barclays Gourmet Marketplace, The Book Garden, Burkett Supply Company, Calavon Bookshop, Comic Fusion, Ink Junction, Fish and Pets Plus, Higgins News Agency, The Spinnery, Stowaway Self Storage, Sunbeam General Store, Twice Told Tales and Moonstone Mystery Bookshop, Red Mill Museum Village, St. Paul Christian School, Be Here Now Yoga, Gymnastics Unlimited, Hunterdon County YMCA, Hunterdon Health and Wellness Center, Great Clips, Jersey Community Acupuncture, and Leo Family Dental. So once again, stop by any of the county libraries and pick up a brochure. Or if you see one of the signs in one of the stores, just whip out the old library card and get your discount. And thanks for celebrating National Sign Up Library Card Sign Up Month with us. And by the way, if you have a Flemington free library card, that works as well.
It does. Shoot, I was going to say something and I completely went out of my head.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Why don't we go to our last commercial break?
And maybe I'll remember.
And Jennifer will collect your thoughts.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Miss No Name with Jim Thatch. Jim Gano will be coming in a few short.
What is this Miss No Name thing?
So that you can stop saying my name.
Oh. Does it bother you, though?
No, it doesn't bother.
Bothers Aunt Rose.
Yes, I know.
She doesn't like your name.
I don't think she dislikes it.
Aunt Rose is confusing me. All right, Aunt Rose.
Story time has started again at the headquarters library. And guess where they're having it?
In their new Storytime
room. New Storytime room up on the upper.
We got to decorate that room.
I think Kathy took care of it between last
night. No, I saw what she did. But, I mean, that one wall in the middle should have a little mural on it.
I think so, too.
Okay. I had an idea, but I don't want to volunteer because then I'll have to do it.
Well, get your paintbrush out.
So that's good news.
It is.
Would Aunt Rose mind if I read other people's names besides yours?
I doubt it.
I'd like to recognize the books for the College Bound Scholarship winners. Every year the Friends give a scholarship to one person from all the local high schools to help them buy books for the college endeavors. This year's winners, there's a $1,000 scholarship, Jennifer. That went up. That used to be only $500.
I know, but then they realized books are $500.
Yeah, well, that doesn't cover it. So each of these high school students received a $1,000 scholarship from the Friends of the Huntington County Library for next year's classes. The winners are Ethan Sirach from Huntington South High School, and he's going to Georgia Institute of Technology. And his aerospace engineering program. Wow, Jennifer. Kristen Postiglione from Huntington Central High School. She's going to Stevens Institute of Technology, where she'll be studying engineering management. Pietro Mandato from Delaware Valley High School. He's bound for Rider Valley Community College Electrical Engineering Program. Tony Castellini from North Huntington is also bound for Rider Valley College. He's going to study in the General Business Program. Aaron Wally from Voorhees High School is bound for San Diego State University. And her elementary education program is Aaron Wally. San Diego State is in that notoriously the party school, Jennifer.
I did not know that. I thought UCLA was. No?
I thought San Diego State was. Each year we appreciate all the students who applied for the scholarship and wish this year's awardees much success in the years ahead.
So how do you apply for the scholarship?
I don't know. How?
How? Every year you write and the Friends put out an essay contest.
Yes.
Let's see. The criteria is, it's loading, high school graduating seniors. You have to have a library card from any local Huntington County Library, do volunteer work at the Huntington County Library or with the Friends, be a library employee or family member of a library employee or adult volunteer, or be nominated for the award by a Huntington County librarian, school or community librarian of the Friends of the Huntington County Library member.
So those aren't hard criteria to follow.
They really aren't.
It's a very generous scholarship, so anybody listening that has high school seniors next year, right. Go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, go to that very popular Friends button on the navigation bar, and then find the scholarship information, and then I believe the registration form is right online there.
It is. This is for 2019, so there'll be a new one for next year.
But never too early to start thinking.
That's right.
I'm sure my friend Jim Conley has a daughter, Kelly. Maybe I can nominate her.
I was just thinking I'd nominate my friend Adrian's daughter.
Oh, yeah?
Where'd your friend go to school?
Huntington Central High School. What, is that where she goes?
It is. And then there's
Then I lose. I might as well not even try.
There's a prompt. The library card is a passport to wonders and miracles, glimpses into other lives, religions, experiences, the hopes and dreams and strivings of all human beings. And it is this passport that opens our eyes and hearts to the world beyond our front doors. That is one of our best hopes against tyranny, xenophobia, hopelessness, despair, anarchy, and ignorance. And this year's was Libba Bray, who's an author. And you just, a 200-word response to that statement, plus a 200-word essay about a volunteer experience you had.
It's a very worthwhile thing they do.
Yes. And it's usually after the first of the year, the information is up, so definitely look for that if you have a high school senior in your life.
Very good. Okay, Jennifer, the time is... Oh, it's 11:49. Plenty of time to tell you about the HCL Amateur Photography Show for 2019. We're accepting entries now. We're accepting 100 photographers. The entry deadline is Friday, September 27th, and we're about halfway there. So don't dally too much if you're a local photographer and want to enter a really fun photography show. This is your opportunity.
I am dallying.
Oh, Jennifer may be entering the show this year.
I've got two pictures on a flash drive. I have to go get them printed.
So it's a fun show. It's open to all amateur photographers of Hunterdon County. We have several categories for adults and students and several different topics. And then we'll have first place cash awards for every category. There'll also be a cash award for the public's choice voted on by our library patrons. All the photos will be hung on our main gallery during the month of October. So it's a fun way to have your work shown, like a low-stress kind of an environment. It's a lot of fun. You get to meet a lot of other photographers in Hunterdon County. We've been doing this for 30 years, so it's been very popular. So all the information that you need to know is available on our entry form, which is available on our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link right on our homepage. Just click on that, print out the form, fill it out, and print it out. No, print it out first, then fill it out, and then send it in or drop it off at the library. Before September 27th, then you're in. It's a nominal entry fee for adults and students. What else can I say about this, Jennifer?
What is the nominal fee?
Okay, adults are $5 and students are $3, and all that money goes toward the prizes and to our reception. We'll have a reception with refreshments on Wednesday, October 9th. At 6:30 p.m., we'll announce all the winners that night. And then Walter Horoszewski, the famous author and photographer who's done all those great coffee table books about New Jersey and Hunterdon County, he's our judge, and he'll be there on our awards night. And he'll do a program of his own right after the awards ceremony called History of Art or something like that. Jennifer, I keep forgetting the title of this program.
Oh, it's not on the calendar.
His program isn't on the calendar?
It is, but it doesn't say what it is.
Oh.
It just says photo show and award ceremony.
I got to remember to. I got to remedy that. So he's a very entertaining speaker, so that's well. So it's just a fun thing to get involved with. We have many people that do it year in. It's a lot of fun. I don't know what else to say about it. I'm just drawing. My words are drying up for some reason. So the HCL Amateur Photography Show, this October 2019, and we've been doing it for October since 1989, so do the math. It's been quite a while.
That's something you've been doing for 30 years.
Not quite as long as the bookmarks, but pretty close.
Pretty close.
Okay, we have a few more minutes left. Jennifer's going to wrap it up with some good news.
Talk about the gingerbread contest real quick. Are the flyers out yet for that?
They're made, but they're not out yet. Should we be putting them out?
We should put them out now so people can start thinking.
Okay.
Every year we've been partnering with the Chamber of Commerce to do a gingerbread competition. Come into the library or go online, pick up the form, make your best gingerbread creation, either a storybook scene or a scene from Hunterdon County. We have categories for students, groups, adults, families, professionals.
Another fun program. So throughout the year, we try to do a lot of these artistic or cultural programs, events. We've had the art show in the spring, the photo show in the fall, and in the winter, we have the gingerbread competition. We also have the Maker's Day.
In March.
So a lot of these tentpole events, and the gingerbread competition has been growing every year, and we're happy to partner with the Chamber of Commerce, who generously donates a $200 Best in Show cash award for the winner of the gingerbread competition.
And if you are listening and you're from a business and you'd like to be a sponsor, contact Chris Phelan at the Chamber. He's got plenty of sponsorship opportunities.
Yes, we'd appreciate that as well.
I remember now what I was going to say.
What?
September 28th is Brereton Township Community Day at Lenape Park. And come on out. The bookmobile is going to be there from 12 to 5. Will Jim Thatch be there?
Jim Thatch will be there from 12 to 5.
Are you going to be at the dunk tank?
They're not going to have a dunk
tank.
They
sure are.
They are not.
They sure are.
It's not the end of September.
They sent out a picture of it yesterday.
Did they?
It's a slightly different one. You're going to sit next to it. And when you throw the ball, the bucket will knock on you rather than you falling into the entire tank. bucket spills on the person.
Sounds like the ice bucket challenge that was set on the rave a couple years ago.
Very similar to that. Very similar.
So, yeah, Community Day. We're happy to participate this year. We were unable to do so the last couple previous years, but we will be there this year. I will be there. Is Jennifer going to be there? Stop by and say hi?
If she can get out, she works. That's so other people can go.
Just take your lunch. Yeah. Come on over.
Yes.
So, yeah, that should be a lot of fun. What else? Well, you saw something about it, so what else is going to be there?
I don't know who else
besides
will be
a
there.
Dunk tank.
All I know is a dunk tank.
The dunk tank and the bookmobile, and that's
pretty
it?
Sure the fire engines will be there. There's always fire engines. And we will also be at the Surgeonsville Firehouse with the bookmobile on the night of October 9th with the bookmobile for fire safety.
Oh, very good.
Oh, that was the other thing I was going to say. Next week is U.S. Constitution Week. Constitution Day is the 17th of September, and the Daughters of the American Revolution will be putting up a display in the lobby of the headquarters library again with coloring sheets and tattoos. And
copies of the Constitution.
Yes. So stop in and take a look at
that.
Did
they contact you?
Yes, they did.
Okay, good. They usually contact me. I was wondering when they was. Okay. Very good.
Send them on to Joan. Okay. So that's it for today. Stop by your library. There's a lot going on. It's a happening place. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
And now to be.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rules governing a possible impeachment of President Trump approved by the democratically controlled House Judiciary Panel. A party line vote essentially setting parameters for how the committee would handle the impeachment proceedings. New York Democrat Jerry Nadler chairs the panel.
Under the procedures outlined in this resolution, we will hold hearings that allow us to further consider the evidence against the president.
The ranking Republican on the panel, Doug Collins, called it an unnecessary step designed to just keep the word impeachment in the headlines.
Today was simply to get you all here to cover something that is really, frankly, a snooze fest most of the time.
New Jersey could become the first state of the nation to ban vaping. The Senate president there is saying he will propose legislation that would phase out all vaping products. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
10 Democratic White House hopefuls will be debating tonight in Houston. Former VP Joe Biden taking center stage, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren on either side. And then there will be the 7 other hopefuls. Robbie Mook was campaign manager for Hillary Clinton back in 2016.
I think everybody has something to steal from each other. Biden's got to keep people at bay. Bernie needs to steal people from Warren and Biden.
Yeah.
To go on offense and grow, Biden needs to steal from both of them.
He was speaking on CBS This Morning. Business leaders demanding Congress take action on gun violence as the CEOs of 145 major companies have signed a letter saying that, quote, doing nothing about America's gun violence crisis is unacceptable. The letter is addressed to the U.S. Senate, pushing for a bill on background checks for all gun sales, also pleading for more red flag laws. You can keep up with us online by visiting usaradio.com.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
We told you moments ago that some CEOs have written to the U.S. Senate urging action on gun control legislation. Well, today President Trump is to get a briefing at the White House on some of what Congress is considering in that area. His top advisor, Kellyanne Conway, says he's open to several ideas, including the extension of red flag laws that would keep guns out of the hands of those who may pose a threat to themselves or others.
We're looking at some of these risk protection orders. Some people call them red flag. With some tweaks, those could work. The president is very focused on mental health.
A new report says more than 8.7 million acres burned because of wildfires across the nation last year. And a new report says California, again, faces the biggest risk of wildfires. The report says 776,000 homes are at extreme risk of being burned. No state is completely free from the threat of wildfires, but the 13 western states have the most risk. The L.A., Riverside, and San Diego metro areas ranking as the top 3 high-risk areas. More than 42% of residences at high to extreme wildfire risk in those areas. And among the latest nominees for the 2019 Toy Hall of Fame class, Jenga, Care Bears, Matchbox Cars, and My Little Pony. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about how you can stay committed to your business goals. I'll have 10 money-saving tips you should be sharing with your kids. I'll have 4 ways that you can capitalize on business growth opportunities, and I'll have tips on how you can speed up the sales cycle. It's Thursday, September 12th, 2019, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.